and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna went over some of the charges being filed in California against celebrity attorney Michael Avenatti. Avenatti allegedly stole millions of dollars from his clients.
If convicted of the 36 crimes alleged in the indictment, Mr. Avenatti would face a statutory maximum sentence of 333 years in federal prison.
Airbnb is rescinding its plan to bar listings in Israeli settlements in the West Bank, a controversial stand that landed it on Texas and other states' list of companies barred from receiving state investments. Abe Katzman is an attorney, and he worked on getting this plan rescinded. He joined me earlier, and one of the things we talked about was how this affects Americans.
Right. In Texas and in a couple of other states, there are various anti-boycott laws. And if it falls into the category of a boycott, then the state government, any state institution is not allowed to do business with them. There's a cost to this from that standpoint also. You don't want to end up on a list where the state retirement fund or something, one of these massive investment funds, is not allowed to invest in your company. If the assumption is that they're going to go public at some time relatively soon, that would create a lot of problems for them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have to share this story with all my listeners. I do not watch cable news. Don't watch it. I do have clips that I look at from various different programs when I am directed as such. I've got various different ways where I'm alerted to, oh, you might want to watch this, Chris. You might want to see this one. And it's painful oftentimes to watch this stuff. I do. I'll turn it on and I'll watch the clip and I just get angry. I do. It upsets me. It really does, to where we are, just how bad the news is, how bad these so-called journalists are. I don't care. I mean, people can talk about back, Walter Cronkite was liberal too. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell. And I've spoken to people about this. Ask yourself, people. The old anchors, could you tell whether they were left or right? And if you could, maybe a little. But what they do today is, it's evil. It's evil. I mean, if you read Dante's Inferno, or Dante, you know, talks about a trip through hell and the various different circles of hell. I think the eighth circle, I'm trying to remember exactly, was the eighth circle of hell, was a part for, it was like, kind of like, basically bearing false witness. False witness, it was bad counsel. And this is what we have today. And I mentioned earlier. These are people that there's no repercussions for their stupid statements and what to do and the narratives that they push. It doesn't matter. They all, every single one of them, all the crap that Andrew Cuomo pulled out, all that stuff, Rachel Maddow, Morning Joe crowd, and they have no problem going back to work. If they were Japanese, they would have killed themselves for crying out loud. There's no honor in any of these people. And so I said, you got to get back. You got to go back on TV. I'm sorry. I don't want to surround myself with that kind of evil. I don't. Anyway, this is one of the stars. Christiane Amanpour, CNN. James Comey is on his rehabilitation tour right now. He's trying to make himself look better. And, oh, I'm happy. I'm happy things turned out the way that they did with this Mueller report. Right. Right. And he just says this stuff. They lie. It's so easy for them to do it. And you can see it, but it's so easy. Anyway, she asked, I'm not making this up, former FBI director Comey, if the FBI, not making this up, should have shut down the hate speech coming from Donald Trump's rallies during the 2016 presidential election. She asked Comey if the FBI should have gone in and shut down Trump rallies because the people at the rallies were cheering, lock her up, lock her up. She asked, of course, lock her up was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language? That it was dangerous, potentially. They could have created violence. That it is kind of a hate speech. This is journalism? In the United States of America? The United States of America. Lock her up is hate speech. And needs to be shut. The FBI needs to go to a rally. Shut it down. Christiane's in the wrong, you're in the wrong country. You are in the wrong country. And please do us all a favor and get the blank out. Get the blank out. You do not belong here. Shut down a campaign rally because of lock her up, because it might incite violence? What? I mentioned this past week. Yeah, maybe the FBI should show up at Little League games. Those kids saying, bada, 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 so wing a bada. Don't say that. That might induce violence. It could be construed as hate speech. Do you understand what free speech is? These people are out there and they're saying this stuff. And I can't tell you how dangerous this is. Because you got a lot of moron kids out there like,
I'm at the coffee shop before I go to get my marijuana. And I should shut down that speech. It's no good. The only speech that's right is the speech that I believe in.
What are you talking about? I'm spending a lot of time on this, but people, can you do me all a favor? You've got kids, you've got grandkids. Make sure they're grounded. Please. Please. Now more than ever, it is important to be a fantastic parent and a wonderful grandparent. Teach. Please. Your kids are surrounded by poison. Poison. Poisoning. These people are trying to poison their minds. Anyway. Sorry. I had to go off on a rant on that. I got to share with everybody this. This is probably, and again, I'm not sure. I can't recall. I've been doing the radio program for 20 years. I've been on the planet close to 50. I cannot remember two such horrible ideas come out in a period of time so close to one another. I've heard some really, really, really bad ideas, public policy, bad public policy ideas. But two, back-to-back, so close to one another, it's extraordinary to me. Now, first of all, we just recently had the new Green Deal, which is just, again, I could have gotten a kindergartner with a crayon to do a better job. Now we have, I'm not kidding, Ron Wyden out of Oregon has suggested a new tax policy that would tax, I'm not making this up, unrealized capital gains. That means, put this into perspective, I know it might sound a little confusing. That means if you had a good year in the stock market, let's say your portfolio, I'll just throw a number out there. Let's say your portfolio is $100,000 worth. It starts the year, it's at $100,000 valuation. Let's say it's a great year. It's a great year, and that portfolio is $118,000 at year's end. You haven't sold anything, really haven't moved anything at all. Just had a great year. Ron Wyden wants to tax you on that $18,000 paper profit. You didn't realize the gain. You didn't sell. But he wants to tax you on that paper profit. I'm not making this up. This is who you have. This is a United States Senator. This is a United States Senator suggesting something that vapid. Do you have any idea how you would have to track the valuations of things? Do you think people are going to invest in the stock market if they have to do this? Now, let me tell you what's going to happen to the United States of America after, mark my words, an exodus. You're going to have more people turn in their passports than ever before. I know I will. I don't give a damn. Think I'm going to stick around for this type of nonsense? You got to be kidding me. He actually suggested this idea. And then you get, well, it's the start of a conversation about how we can be taxing paper profits. Now, but it's capital gains taxes and it's on unrealized gains, then guess what? Your home would be included too, right? So if the value of your home goes up over the year, you're going to have to track that, and you're going to have to pay a tax on that. What about the value of your small business? Oh, going to have to be a tax on that too. And I'm not kidding. This is what they're suggesting. I don't know where, I don't know how. This guy is on the Senate Finance Committee. I mean, who do you have to buy off? Who do you have to screw? Where we have people that are just really this stupid. Do you have any idea what it would take to pull this off in regards to tracking this, even if it was done? Again, two of the dumbest public policy ideas I've ever heard of in my entire life. hey, within a month of one another. Hey, we're doing a great job with these elected officials, right? Oh, great. Hey, hey, keep giving money to the Republican Party. Keep giving money to the Democrat Party. Wow, we got a lot of real smart ones there, don't we? Sad. It's pathetic and sad. Have to take a break. You're listening to the one, the only Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. I'm confused. Why is our national dialogue, the push and pull between left and right, always focused on how much more money is required to solve the problems of our state and federal governments? How come it's never about spending taxpayer dollars more wisely? Where are the candidates proclaiming that they can do the same or more with fewer dollars, the direct result of their incredible stewardship of the public trust? Seriously, it doesn't matter how big the problem is, the nature and the details of the problem, how long it's been a problem, how much has already been spent to solve the problem, and so on. In fact, specifics aren't important whatsoever. More money is always desperately required to solve the tragic and life-threatening problem. Combined apathy? We don't seem to care too much. Are facts not important? And why is poor stewardship most often rewarded with re-election? Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
Nobody wants to be a victim of identity theft. But if it happens to you, here are three steps to take right away. First, call one of the nationwide credit reporting companies, Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. Have them issue a fraud alert to make it harder for thieves to open accounts in your name. Second, order free copies of your credit report from each of the credit reporting companies. Make sure all of your information is accurate and up to date. Third, go to ftc.gov/complaint to create an identity theft affidavit. This will help you file a police report. Keep records of your calls and copies of documents you send off. Identity theft can be scary, but knowing what to do can help put you in control. To learn more about dealing with identity theft, check out ftc.gov/idtheft. That's ftc.gov/idtheft. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. When I
cry, you don't lie. Yeah, it's a great Stone song, Satisfaction. I don't get no satisfaction. I don't. I rant about these things. I write about these things. I warn people about these things here on the program. And one would think that it would make me feel better. It doesn't. It doesn't. I finished the segment. We're talking about one of the dumbest ideas, public policy ideas of all time. And I can't let it go. I can't. It gets me so upset. Again, I'm going to try one more time. I have to make sure that you understand this. Your portfolio is $100,000. $100,000. And guess what? You've got a financial plan set up, and your financial plan does, let's say it does great over 5 years, and it goes from $100,000 to $150,000 each year. Each year, you're going to have to pay taxes on those gains that you didn't take. Meaning what? You're going to have to come up with cash, which is going to obviously prevent you from saving more, putting more money away, or you're going to have to sell to pay the taxes. Now, let's just say that there's a major market sell-off. Let's say we run into another financial crisis. And for a short period of time, when it's reckoning day, your portfolio goes from $150,000, it goes down to $95,000. Do you get any money back? No. No. Guess what? It just resets at 95. Well, you wouldn't pay taxes that year, but guess what? It just resets at 95,000. So if, let's say, your portfolio comes all the way back to $150,000, it's just a short-term market correction like we had back in 2009, sell-off comes back, guess what? You got to pay taxes on all those gains back again. Honestly, you know what, Ron? You know what? Just make me a slave. Honestly, just make me a slave. It will be easier than having to deal with you. Just enslave us all. Anyway, moving on. I'm going to move on to trade. And Peter Navarro, one of Donald Trump's trade gurus, had a piece today. This past week in the Wall Street Journal, talking about counterfeit goods. And I'm going to give credit where credit is due. I hope they follow. They're starting on this, but they need to follow through on this. My concern is that Peter puts out a nice article, and they're going to write some sort of presidential memorandum, but they're not going to follow through. Now, I hate knockoffs. Sorry, I do. I hate knockoffs. I don't like those BitTorrent sites out there where people steal people's movies, other people's work. It's not good. You're stealing is what you're doing. You're stealing. But anyway, what they're trying, and I didn't even realize how bad the numbers were. I want to go through some of the numbers here. The GAO reports that express carriers and international mail have replaced traditional cargo shippers as the predominant forms of transportation for goods entering the United States. We get that. When GAO investigators purchase brand name goods from shoes and travel mugs to cosmetics and phone chargers, these are from third-party sellers on popular consumer websites. Get this, 40% of the goods turned out to be counterfeit. I want you to understand that. When you're going online and you're looking to buy something and you go to Amazon, you go to Alibaba, you go to eBay, and you're buying from one of those third-party sellers, you have a 4 in 10 chance that whatever you bought is a fugazi. Again, going to Donnie Brasco. A fake. An Operation Mailflex, a 2017 investigation. Customs and Border Protection officers randomly examined more than half of the express mail packages arriving daily from Hong Kong and mainland China over a 5-day period and seized 43% of them. 43%. Listen, this has to stop. Because you know what's happening as well? People say, you know, well,
it's just a knockoff. Gucci makes enough money. Let me get a knockoff Gucci purse.
Because it's wrong. It's wrong. You're stealing on other person's design, another person's name. You think that that's okay? I don't.
Yeah, but they got enough.
Oh, okay, so that makes it okay. So why don't you just go break into the wealthy guy in your neighborhood's house because he has stuff? Same concept. But if they're not just, these companies are not just losing money because their stuff is being knocked off. You know that people psychologically, I found this fascinating. People get ripped off when they buy something from a third-party seller off one of these websites. You know who they blame? The actual company, the real company. But it wasn't their fault. So I basically equated this to, I want to be honest, a drug mule. If Amazon and eBay and Alibaba are not going to clean the stuff up, well, why shouldn't they be punished for this? Am I wrong? Now, you could say, hey, I'm just the drug mule. I just moved the drugs from point A to point B. I'm not selling the drugs. I'm not taking the drugs. Why should I get in trouble? Why? Because what you're doing is wrong. So, I'm sorry. I don't believe that any of these middlemen, Amazon, eBay, Alibaba, they should be held responsible for what's going on. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My relationship is very good with, as you know, Chairman Kim, and I think that it will go on that way. We'll see.
President Trump characterizing the ongoing negotiations with North Korea on denuclearization. This as the president meets with South Korea's president at the White House on Thursday. The president also reminds the entire Korean peninsula.
I want to extend my warmest wishes to the people of South Korea. And I think indirectly I can truly say I want to extend my warmest wishes to Kim Jong-un.
U.S. lawmakers are looking at President Trump's plan to create a U.S. Space Force. In a Senate hearing on Thursday, U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson explains that the U.S. is the best in the world in space, and other countries know it.
And they are seeking to develop the capability to deny us the use of space in crisis or in war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi power tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. offices located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. Interestingly enough, I never know what people are going to end up asking me about, but I have to admit, it makes me feel good when people ask me questions about kind of somewhat off the beat items, want me to discuss them. And you know, the funny thing is, I never know what they're going to be. I don't. I found it pretty interesting. A lot of people have many questions in regards to the Boeing 737 MAX. Well, story, tragedy in two cases, one in Indonesia this past fall and obviously most recently in Ethiopia. And I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, an aeronautical engineer. I have followed this story closely. I have. I know that there's a lot of experts that are going on TV, and I think it's this, I think it's that. Listen. Information that came out this past week dealt with the Ethiopian investigators have found that the pilots did what they were supposed to do. They did what they were supposed to do, and yet the plane still went down. That's what we've got so far. This is the information coming from the black box. Now, there's going to be some arguments. There's going to be some back and forth in regards to this. I've gotten emails from various different people. Yes, but they didn't order when they bought the plane. They didn't order the second controller that could have helped in this. I get that. Okay, they didn't order the second controller. But I gave the comparison earlier on this past week when somebody was asking about this. If you go out and you decide to buy yourself a BMW 5 Series, you can get a $50,000 version or you can get a $120,000 version. The transmission is supposed to work the same. The gas pedal is supposed to work the same. The brakes are supposed to work. You're not supposed to lose safety, especially in regards to the thing moving from point A to point B. I find that a bit odd. But as far as this airplane is concerned, and again, we point fingers. And Boeing, I don't know in the end how it's going to affect them or how it's going to affect their sales in the long run. But I do know that many people are what? Afraid to fly. Just as much as many people are afraid of sharks. When, if you take logic and reason, getting in an airplane is the safest way to travel from point A to point B. We just had two terrible crashes. It is still the safest way to travel, without a doubt. To me, I would rather be in an airplane. Rather be in an airplane than be in a car any day of the week. Doesn't bother me at all. And I'm going to tell you what, once they come up, whatever fix the Boeing comes up with, would I get on a 737 MAX? Yeah, I would. Just as much as, you know what, I don't want to get bit by a shark, but I swim in the ocean. I know that there's sharks there. The odds of me getting bit by a shark, not going to happen, all right? Probably not. What we need to understand when it comes to, in particular, the airline business in of itself, it's fascinating. The airline industry, this is a business that, again, I talked about fragility, anti-fragility. This is the classic anti-fragile business. Every single time that there is an accident or an issue with an airplane, the airlines, planes become safer. Planes become safer because they learn from it. 100 years ago, were we flying all over the country, all over the world? No! We weren't. There are other things. I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine who's a recently retired New York City firefighter. About this very thing. And he said, yeah, same thing with what I used to do in fighting fires. We do so much investigating. If there's ever an accident or a firefighter gets hurt on the job, whatever it may be, we get better at our job year in, year out. Every single time that there's a death, every single time that there's an accident, we get better at what we do. The same thing holds true for airlines. And again, I know this is a bit of fear. I'm going to take a break right now. When we get back, I'm going to kind of describe this in a different way. I'm going to tell again the story of the turkey. Again, this is a Tlaib story. The story of the turkey. And it might shed light on this. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, story of the turkey, okay? Old MacDonald had a farm. And I want you to picture this farm, idyllic farm, right out of a Walt Disney movie. And you got the cows and the chickens and the horses and the ducks. And there's a beautiful pond and there's frogs and there's this turkey that lives on this farm. And old MacDonald, he is the best farmer. He takes such good care of his animals and feeds them well and takes care of them. And the winter, when it's cold, he makes sure that there's enough hay in the barn and the animals are there and it's warm. And life is awesome, right? Life is fantastic for that turkey. Until one Wednesday, third week in November, things change for the turkey. Now, the turkey, why do I tell this story? The turkey lived its entire life thinking that everything is awesome. Everything is great. What could possibly go wrong? Well, why do I mention this? Do you think the people at Boeing, they're packing these airplanes, and maybe they're going to learn from this saying we have to stop putting too much safety concerns. The device that failed was an anti-stall device. Boeing went into this. You don't think that they try to make the best possible plane ever, as safe can be? Of course they do. They're cutting corners on these things by any stretch. This is awful for them. Could you even imagine? But guess what? It's an airplane. It's an airplane. And it's man-made. And there are human beings up in the sky. Now, I understand you can make a paper airplane and you kind of describe how the physics of the entire thing is up in the air. But the reality is it is an airplane. And as much as we know, guess what? Something might happen. That's that whole black swan thing that we've talked about, that Tlaib writes about, that you have to be aware that it's out there. You can't say, no problem. You can't say that because you don't know. Anyway, moving on. Mitch McConnell did the same thing to Donald Trump as he did to George W. Bush back in 2004. He said, I don't care what you say, we're not doing it. Mitch McConnell was in charge of the Senate back in 2004, and George W. Bush wanted to start down the path of entitlement reform and reforming Social Security and moving towards personal accounts and trying to make Social Security solvent. And Mitch McConnell said, I'm not doing it. It's too hard. Don't want to do it. Mitch McConnell told Donald Trump, guess what? We're not repealing, replacing Obamacare. Sorry, buddy. And Donald Trump, listen. There's your Republican Party for you. Wonderful stuff, huh? Got to take a break. You're listening to, once again, The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. March Madness comes to a conclusion this week. And I know it's the final segment. And I've been kind of blown off. We've always kind of kept the final segment of the program to kind of more lighthearted topics in the past several weeks. I know I haven't done that. And I said, you know what, why not get into this and the business of sports? The reality of the situation, this is the facts. The highest paid government workers in the country are basketball coaches or football coaches. It's the reality. I don't think people really understand the type of money that is pulled in, has been pulled in, will be pulled in over the entirety of this basketball tournament that took place. It's incredible. Billions of dollars. Billions of dollars is pulled in from this. One would think with all this money, wow, maybe, these schools would turn around and use this money to make the cost of tuition go down. Does that happen? No. The price of books come down? No. The kids that are playing in these games should be paid. Sorry. There is no argument against it at this point in time. These kids can't go get jobs. They can't. There's no time. You're a Division I athlete. It is a full-time job. And then some. A full-time job. They can't make money off their likeness, for crying out loud. You know what's funny? Is that, what was her name there? Olivia Jade? Mom, the one, Aunt Becky or whatever, gets her into USC. You know how much money she was making as an influencer? The advertising contract she had with Amazon and Sephora and all these other things? She can make a fortune while going to school and showing off what she's got and put in her dorm, but these college athletes can't make a dime. It's shameful, is what it is. And let's be honest here. We all know who the top players are, and we all know that they're not there to get an education. They should be allowed to go pro as soon as they want to. They're saying 18. Why 18? The biggest sport in the entire world, the grandest sport in the entire world, soccer. Kids going pro at a younger age. Why? Why can't tennis players? They go pro when they're 15, 16. They're making money. Why can they do it? Well, why? It's because it's a racket. It is. Now, basketball, I guess they're going to change. I guess it's going to be changed back soon, and they're going to be allowed to go right out of high school. But what about football? Oh, they're not going to be big and strong enough at that time. So what? So what? If someone's going to draft them, let them sit in the weight room. They can come on, sit on the sidelines. Especially in football, where we see what happens with injuries to kids, and their careers can be over, and the average football player plays under 3 years. Why should they be taking that abuse, taking those hits in college when they could be getting paid for it? School's always going to be there. They can always go back to school. But I look at this, and to me, it's shameful. You talk about the marketing, everything, the sneakers, the uniforms. Where does it all go? Where does all of that money go? Anyway, again, I wake up some mornings and I start doing my prep work and I read stories and I'll see something, and I know I shouldn't click on it. I know I shouldn't look at it because it's going to suck me in. It is. I can't help myself. I can't. And it's my fault. Remember how I said on the program here in talk radio that you never argue with idiots because they're experienced at being an idiot and you're never going to get anywhere and they're just going to drag you down to their level? Well, I have to stop reading stories that are just idiotic. That are just idiotic because what I do is I get sucked in and I try to figure out why they're saying these things or where they're, I'm trying to figure them out, where are they coming from? And I should have known by now. I should have learned in all of my years here on the air that you can't, it's not a good place to get inside the mind of an idiot. It's this maze you can never get out of. It's awful. And that's what I do. I'll give you a case in point story right here. A professor at Rutgers University This is the same professor that came out and declared that Jesus was gay. Jesus is gay. Stated in an interview on NPR that the concept of time is racist. Now, again, I read that headline. Man, I can't help myself, but I have to read it. And I go in and I start listening to what this person is saying, and they're using all sorts of big words that don't make any sense at all. Time, the concept of time is racist. I say to myself, is it, well, because I tell time or because I keep time, does that make me racist? Could a minority show up at late for a job interview and say that time is racist? It's not applicable to me. You can't make this stuff up if you wanted to. Anyway, God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I don't mind everybody. We love you. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal troubles for attorney Michael Avenatti have grown after a federal grand jury has returned a 36-count indictment against the man known for representing porn star Stormy Daniels. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna telling reporters those charges include bankruptcy fraud, tax evasion, and bank and wire fraud.
If convicted of the 36 crimes alleged in the indictment, Mr. Avenatti would face a statutory maximum sentence of 333 years in federal prison, plus a mandatory two-year consecutive term for an identity theft count.
President Trump says he doesn't have an opinion on the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange.
The president was speaking at the Oval Office as he's hosting South Korea's president Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Louisiana authorities believe they've caught three men responsible for the fires at predominantly black churches in the same rural parish. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards confirming that Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews.
I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized. These were evil acts.
The younger Matthews being charged with three counts of simple arson on religious buildings, each count carrying a 15-year maximum prison sentence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal grand jury charged Greg Craig, a former Obama White House counsel, with making false statements and concealing material information about his activities on behalf of Ukraine from the Justice Department. Craig is the first member of the Obama administration to be caught in the Mueller probe. His sentence could be up to 5 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The marijuana legalization industry appears to be fueling public confusion about CBD to advance its agenda. That's at least according to New York Times investigative reporter Alex Burnson. That's what he told Fox and Friends.